This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are. 9 o'clock stretch rolling. Let's stretch it out. Good morning and welcome. And happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up tonight, the Gators. Go Gators taking on Maryland. We are in the Sweet 16, my friends, tonight. Tip off 7:39. It's also first day of Major League Baseball opening day. And we've got other important issues we're going to deal with, like our Second Amendment rights. Joining us in a moment will be Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. He's the guy that keeps an eye on what they're doing both in Tallahassee and in D.C. that has to do and impacts our gun rights. And that's important stuff. So let's see if he's there. Good morning, Luis. Are you there?
Good morning. The NSA was trying to stop our communications here.
Yes. Well, you weren't supposed to be part of this chat group, but we're going to let you in anyway. Hey, I know you keep an eye on all things to do with the Second Amendment, and you're very much appreciated for your role there through Gun Owners of America. Let's talk about Tallahassee and a victory. The House passes the under 21 rule. Explain.
Well, this is the third year in a row that the House has passed legislation to repeal the under 21 purchase ban, which was a horrible, egregious piece of legislation passed after Parkland. But the real fight's going to be in the Senate. The last 2 years, when the Senate was under Kathleen Papademos, she just flat out killed it, never allowed it to succeed in the Senate. And Senate President Ben Albritton has basically been waffling back and forth. Last week, he gave an emotional tearjerker response to it, saying, "Oh, you know, I'm still not sure." And it's a hard fight. You know, hearing from my inside sources at the Capitol, that's going to be the hard fight. It's going to be a lot of Republicans in the Senate are against repealing it, even though the governor's for it, the agriculture commissioner's for it, the first lady's for it, the attorney general's for it, and, of course, the people are for it.
Yeah, I mean, this is something for decades and decades. Floridians, when they reach the age of 18, could buy themselves a long gun, a rifle or a shotgun. And it was perfectly legal and okay with everyone for years and years and years. Then we had the school shooting, and I heard politicians literally say, well, we had to do something. And so what you do is take away the rights of a bunch of law-abiding citizens, right?
That's exactly what they did, and that's the worst thing. They had to do something. What they could have done is admit that Parkland was an absolute failure of gun control and government, since the shooter had over 30 points of contact with law enforcement, and law enforcement at no point actually arrested him for the multiple charges he could have been arrested for, such as domestic violence, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, all of that. At no point did they actually do that. Instead, they decided to punish the law-abiding citizenry who had nothing to do with the tragedy at Parkland. And I say this as a former cop and as a former SRO, school resource officer. When seconds count, cops are minutes to an hour away. And at Parkland, you had an SRO on campus who did nothing. You had law enforcement stage outside who did nothing. And in the end, it was an outside agency that showed up and took action. It wasn't the agency that was actually assigned to the school that took action. And that is a complete failure of government, not the gun-owning public. But what happens? The Republican establishment bent knee and punished us.
instead of using some of the things that were learned by the atrocious happenings of Columbine, that's basically when most law enforcement decided we can't sit outside and wait on these active shooter scenarios. We must immediately go in. But that wasn't what they did in Broward County, is it?
Exactly. When I was a patrol cop, we did what was called rapid action tactics. The idea was the first four cops to show up to an active shooter, it doesn't matter if you're traffic enforcement, if you're plainclothes investigations, if you're administration, if you're the meter maid. The first four that show up, you're going in. And guess what? If you die, you accept that. The whole purpose of that training was you go to the threat and you put it down. And if, sadly, you give up your life doing that, the next guy that shows up or the next gal that shows up understands that and goes in and puts down the threat. Because I made an oath and I swore that the kids under my watch were under my protection, just like how I protect my own daughter. I am willing to die for those kids. And what we saw in Parkland was they weren't willing to do that, and yet they were entrusted to do that by those parents.
So we
and
put
as a parent,
yeah,
it's disheartening.
So
it's
yeah,
disheartening
so we
for what we've seen.
So we put more laws that make it more difficult for law-abiding citizens, and we do the old blame the gun. You know, blame the gun. When, like you said, 30 points of contact with law enforcement and others, that's where the failure was. Hey, SCOTUS just recently ruled on ghost guns. Tell us what your thoughts are on that.
Well, organizationally, of course, we're against that ruling. They basically said that the Biden-era rule that ATF could regulate ghost guns is constitutional under the 1968 Gun Control Act, which is completely ludicrous because the Gun Control Act itself doesn't fall under the text, history, and tradition of the Bruin decision. So there is a bit of schizophrenia going on in the Supreme Court. The ruling was 7-2. Only Thomas and Alito dissented, and they basically said this is complete madness that this ruling happened. But since all of this is saying is that the Biden-era ruling is constitutional, the Trump administration could repeal that ruling right now. It's not a law. It's just an internal policy within ATF. So we are going to be pressing hardcore on the Trump administration and Pam Bondi through the Department of Justice to have this ruling repealed immediately. Because Americans have had the right to build their own home firearms since before this country even existed. You know, that was the whole reason why there was this battle of Lexington and Concord. The Brits, the Redcoats, were trying to disarm American patriots back then in 1775 from having their own home-built firearms.
Beware of those in power who want to disarm you. I think Alito in the dissension wrote something along the lines of, especially coming to like ghost gun parts per se, he said something like, well, just because you have ham and eggs and cheese doesn't
make an omelet, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's not necessarily going to make an omelet, and that was kind of part of his point he was trying to make. So would anybody address or go back or, you know, say 1968, the Gun Control Act itself is problematic and that needs to be repealed?
Well, of course, organizationally, that's what we're doing. We're saying that the Gun Control Act of 68, the National Firearms Act of 34, that all of it's unconstitutional, needs to be repealed. And for everyone that says that ATF needs to be abolished, we wholeheartedly agree, but the first thing that needs to be done is all of these anti-gun laws first need to be repealed, because if ATF is simply abolished and those laws are on the books, all that happens is all those agents and that enforcement power is going to get shifted to another agency.
Yeah, like alcohol, tobacco, or explosives. Right? Did we lose them? Lewis, you there?
That's all right.
We lost him again. I think that about sums it up. Those are the things we really want to deal with, what's going on in Tallahassee. They passed the Florida Under 21, the repealing of the Stoneman-Douglas part of it, where you can have a long gun. You can purchase a long gun at 18. And so went through the House. It's all good. Goes to the Senate, where it has died several times before. And then also we spoke of the ghost gun ruling by SCOTUS. It was a 7-2 ruling, basically saying, yeah, you got to put serial numbers and stuff on these parts. 9:16 now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the first group of Gaza migrants on the move. I'll explain where they're going. Next on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Major League Baseball opening day today. The Gators play in the Sweet 16 NCAA tournament. Face off against Maryland tonight. Tip off 7:39. Go Gators. What else is going on? The latest in Signalgate. Yeah, I've grown tired of talking about it, but I do have what I think could be a rumor with some validity, but time will tell, hopefully, if this thing has legs. And I'm going to get to that in a second. But first, roughly 100 Palestinians from Gaza will travel to Indonesia for construction work. This is under a new Israeli pilot program. The initiative, it's the first stage of a larger plan to facilitate voluntary migration from the Hamas-run enclave. Yeah, they put this thing together, and it's designed to test the feasibility of voluntary Gaza emigration through overseas employment opportunities. According to the report, the 100 workers headed to Indonesia, a Muslim-majority nation with no formal diplomatic ties to Israel, will be employed in the construction sector. Despite the diplomatic gap, cooperation was reached to facilitate the pilot program. That in itself is quite a milestone. So we hope that program does well. Meanwhile, Signalgate, I think we would have been done talking about it if the Democrats hadn't been so over the top in their craziness.
Oh, yeah.
You know, fire everybody, and it's, you know, it's the end of the world. It's like, you know, letting out nuclear secrets or something. I mean, they really did. See, they're so full of, you know,
something.
Hyperbole.
Yeah, that's it.
That they have no credibility, and no. They'll never gain credibility if they keep it up, which is fine. But listen to this. Was a top-secret signal chat infiltrated or just incompetently handled? And then there's the sudden accusations against a U.S. official's spouse. And this is coming from, well, first let's break it down. It started when The Atlantic's editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg made a bombshell claim he was mistakenly added to a signal chat where senior Trump officials allegedly discussed potential military strikes against the Houthis. I don't know if you need to say allegedly anymore. I think we've all heard bits and pieces, if not most of it. But was it really an accident? See, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Lack of oversight, innocent mistake, whatever. Or is there something more going on? The White House, Vice President J.D. Vance and Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt called the whole thing initially, at the very beginning, a hoax. But then Laura Loomer came forward and she's, you know, conservative. She came forward with a theory that is just now sending some shockwaves. The controversial, what they call controversial right-wing commentator, suggested a China connection. And Loomer pointed the finger at Alex Wong, Principal Deputy National Security Advisor. Because, get this, his wife, Candace Chu Wong, is of Chinese descent and once worked as a prosecutor on January 6th cases.
Interesting.
It is interesting. I mean, it is interesting that, yes, you have a husband and wife, and the wife has worked as a prosecutor on January 6 cases, and the husband works for Mike Waltz.
Yeah. Huh.
So, yeah, that's
things that make you think.
Not illegal or anything, just odd.
Yes.
Well, Loomer tweeted out, Wong is married to U.S. Attorney Candace Chu Wong, a Chinese woman who was one of the key attorneys involved in prosecuting J6ers. She also highlighted Chu's past under the Obama and Biden administrations and her father's former job at a Hong Kong-based satellite company.
Interesting connection.
Just as Loomer was stirring up the China angle, others were looking at Russia. Several news outlets reported that Steve Witkoff, Trump's special envoy to the Middle East and Ukraine, was in Moscow and that he was included in the Signal chat. Unconfirmed reports cited flight records and Russian media sources confirming his presence in Moscow. But that's where it gets interesting. Russia has a well-documented history of trying to compromise Signal, one of the few encrypted messaging apps that the U.S. officials trust for sensitive communications. Look, if he was using a VPN, then it should be all good. And they believe he probably was. I don't know that for a fact yet. But this whole rumor about Alex Wong, it's very interesting. If he indeed was the person who put Goldberg's number in there as supposedly being on the chat list,
right?
Who did they think was on there? Was he on there and there was somebody else accidentally left off? I don't know. There's still more questions once again. But I think that rumor is interesting. Remember, in Trump's first go around, there were a lot of people that he trusted that shouldn't have been trusted. He learned the hard way. Is this another case like that? We'll see. 928 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts. Looking forward to that on 97.3 The Sky. Ah, life is grand. Attitude of gratitude, baby. Pass it on. This, a public service announcement for my encouragement ministry, which is also sponsored in part by the team.
That's me. I'm the
that
team.
Is Greg.
That's
he me. Is the team.
Yes.
Washing the car today. It's a nice day for that.
It is. It's going to be really nice.
Actually, your Jeep looked pretty good when I pulled
it. Yeah, well, I did it a couple days ago. Just a little stuff on it. I need to get on the yard stuff because it's kind of like, you can't let it get ahead of you.
Betsy has really been working hard to make our yard look good.
Yeah.
The grass.
Uh-huh.
And she's done the seed and different. And she walks around in these shoes, aerator shoes.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those. Yeah.
So it's good. She gets a little exercise.
Sure.
It makes the lawn greener.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
Whatever works.
But, you got to work to make the lawn grow.
Yes.
But you don't have to work to make pollen grow, apparently, because
it's everywhere.
I've got a thick layer on it.
Yeah.
It's like you go to do your windows, when you get gas.
Right.
And it is just so thick. It's like, oh, my, how can that happen?
Where's that window scraper I had? I didn't use that. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's something I probably need to get to at some point today. I did get to the gym yesterday. You?
No, I'd be on schedule for going today, but I've got a lot going on, so we'll see.
All right. Well, hang in there.
Yep.
Do your push-ups.
Oh, yeah. Well, so you can do stuff at home.
Yeah. All right. Here's some of the things that are going on. Top story. 25% tariff on imported cars and trucks, and there's a lot of belly aching about it, but American manufacturing they're happy. The UAW workers are happy about it. And we've already had, Hyundai came out and said they're going to invest literally billions of dollars to expand their operations in the U.S., and then there was information coming out of Japan that said there's going to be greater investment in the U.S. market. So,
interesting.
I mean, it appears like, we're going to get the best of all worlds. I mean, I think if Trump gets commitments from some of these people, that he is going to, drop the tariff accordingly.
Sure.
And it depends on what that country's doing tariff-wise to us and our products that we try to export and they're importing. So, overall, though, I do. I definitely see good things happening there, but we have to be patient. There's always going to be an adjustment. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's change, there's a little bit of pain and aggravation, and you're irritating your trading partners for sure. We know that. But after a while, they either get used to the idea or they make a move, which could be you know, offensively, or they could do things defensively. We'll just have to wait and see. But I think so far, things seem to be playing out well. When you've got, you know, Japan, you've got Hyundai, you know, South Korea, wanting to put more money into the U.S. I made this point earlier, and I think it bears repeating, and I'll just say it quickly. We have the power in the United States because we are the largest consumers on the face of the earth. So that means we're important to everybody who produces and sells products anywhere overseas. We become critically important, and President Trump recognizes that and is going to take advantage of that. Not take advantage of other nations, take advantage of the fact that we've been taken advantage of. He is going to set it right. Speaking of setting it right, caught a bad guy. U.S. authorities captured the MS-13 top leader for the U.S. East Coast. That's got to be one bad hombre. The FBI came out with the announcement just a little while ago. Officials captured the 24-year-old suspect in Woodbridge, Virginia, just south of Washington, D.C. Authorities have yet to release the suspect's name, but they say he's definitely one of the top three leaders of the MS-13 gang in the U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, FBI Director Kash Patel watched the arrest unfold from a nearby tactical operations center. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, Senior DOJ Official Emil Bove were also present. Quote from Pam Bondi, they executed a clean, safe operation and the bad guys are in custody. Thanks to the FBI, we got one of the worst of the MS-13 off the streets this morning. Virginia and the country is a lot safer today. The operation included FBI, joined by Prince William County Police Department, ATF, ICE, Virginia State Police. President Donald Trump on True Social even put out, great job by Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, Tom Homan, Christy N. She's busy in El Salvador.
Yeah.
Visiting the top secure facility there. Ugh, I wouldn't want to go there, but but she did. Anyway, big salute from the president for the capture of this MS-13 leader. A big deal, President Trump said. Nice. Patel also praised the operation, et cetera, et cetera. So good things happening there. What about Russia-Ukraine developments? Here's the latest. Ukrainian President Zelensky said that the Trump administration has proposed a new version of a deal for developing Ukraine's extensive mineral deposits to help repay its war debts, finance reconstruction, and enhance security. He said the new proposal is large and comprehensive. He's not been briefed on all the details, though. It was presented to Ukrainian representatives in Riyadh and Saudi Arabia. After the framework deal, a full agreement is being developed. And Zelensky said, now the U.S. has offered us a major deal, their vision. Although he said he was waiting for more info, full extent of the deal, he said it did not include President Donald Trump's proposal for the United States to manage Ukrainian nuclear power plants. So maybe that's simplifying this deal a little bit more. Maybe this is something that Zelensky and his folks will feel comfortable.
Yeah, hope so.
Signing off on.
Would
but,
be nice.
You know, the president, the art of the deal, keeps pushing forward, keeps working hard for peace, and to also make sure that he's looking out for America and the expenses associated with our ongoing support of Ukraine thus far. Not a bad thing. Hey, funny story, and I thought of you, Greg.
Uh-oh.
Mike O'Brien. Works for Ford Motor Company.
Okay.
He just announced his retirement after 32 years. All right.
Okay.
And what he did was, in a 2019 sales meeting, he started to take note, actually write down things that people said, these little quips.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't use them properly.
Right.
Here's one. Let's not reinvent the ocean.
As opposed to the wheel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to sound like a broken drum here.
or record,
right,
which would be proper.
So yeah, yep. And he
wow.
just kept collecting them.
That's
he's
funny.
Got like six whiteboards.
No,
full, yeah,
that's a lot.
Full of these.
That's a lot.
The 55-year-old Detroit area native doesn't recall the first example or why he decided to formally call it out. He's a avid reader and a crossword fan, but no English major or grammarian.
Ooh,
he doesn't have a level of expertise in there. He just said, you know, these botched expressions caught his ear. He's not making fun of the people
right.
who said it. He just thought some of these things were funny.
Right.
And I guess he actually put out kind of a detailed a spreadsheet on it, but I'll give you a couple of them.
Must be people from Detroit. I don't know what the deal is there.
We're really low on money right now. We're dancing on thin ice.
Okay, as opposed to skating.
We need to keep running in our swim lanes.
Okay.
Running in our swim lanes. Okay. You know, yeah, just like stick to your lane.
Stay in your lane, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know these are swing for the moon opportunities, but I think we should pursue them.
Fences?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We need to make sure dealers have some skin in the teeth.
Game.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Some skin in their teeth. I mean, when you actually stop and think about it, you're like, ew, skin in your
yeah,
teeth.
That's kind of gross, yeah.
And then another one to do with skin. It's no skin on our back.
As opposed to off our back.
Yeah, it's no yeah. skin on our back.
Hmm. That's funny.
Food related?
Yeah.
Too many cooks in a soup.
As opposed to cooks in the kitchen.
Here's another one. Read between the tea leaves.
Oh, my goodness.
Read between the lines.
Lines
I mean,
yeah.
It's where people basically, they have morphed
combined them, yeah.
a couple of things. And yeah, anyway.
I know people that do that kind of thing. Person.
One person had three duck-related violations alone.
Okay.
That distinction went to Mike Murphy, longtime marketing manager, who holds the top spot for board word offenses. 184 infractions to date.
Wow.
He hit his 100th during a Halloween party. There's a photo of him dressed as Ace Frehley
yeah.
from Kiss,
uh-huh.
standing aside O'Brien in a banner commemorating the dubious milestone. Murphy blames this on his longevity in the department, working closely with O'Brien, but he acknowledges that he talks a lot. I also butcher the grammar and English language at times.
Wow, he's consistent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it was...
Mm-hmm.
You hear things. I have to tell you, my kids were doing that to me for a while.
Yep.
Called, yeah, dad-isms.
Calling you out, yep.
I'll have to see. No, Rihanna was writing them down.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's going to show up in an upcoming birthday or something.
Well, I got a feeling it's going to.
Could happen.
I'm going to send her a few that I know for you. So.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm trying to help.
Man. Yeah. And thank the team for me.
Oh, they're all on board.
It's 9:47 right now. It is time for your input, things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, non-political, that you would share with us. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is next. You should be smiling. It is absolutely another day in paradise. It's going to be another beautiful day. We are definitely blessed by that. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's making me smile is the amazing Siamese cat showed up again at the morning here. And after we enjoyed breakfast, I decided to treat him to a ping pong ball and one of those wiffle golf balls. It's a golf ball the size with the holes in it like a wiffle ball. And the guy went ape. It's funny. It's really funny watching a cat like chase around a car.
Nice. I'm glad you self-edited on that. Ape something. Yep. Jeff, good morning. What's making you smile?
Knowing what a good job looks like and what it is, no matter even if the customer doesn't like it, when you know you've done the right thing and you know who you're dealing with, It just doesn't matter. I did a good job. I know I did. It's making me smile. God bless America. Peace.
Right on. Good morning, Shep. What is making you smile?
Well, I'm out here waxing my 12-year-old sedan that has 223,500 miles on it. And this was a vehicle known for engine difficulties. And yet, 223,500 miles on the original engine and transmission. She still looks and drives great. Hey, that's what's making me smile.
Wow.
Sounds like somebody who knows how to do their maintenance, doesn't it?
Sounds like that. That motor might be just broken in.
Yep. Yeah.
You see that on the ad?
Yeah.
Barely broken in.
Oh, yeah.
Got 256,000 miles.
Ran great when I parked it 5 years ago.
Runs good.
Yeah.
Could use some TLC.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which means it's a jalopy. No.
Yeah.
Good for you. We know you take care of your stuff, Shep. All right. Coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Democrat Senator Adam Schiff was on CNN, and he was referring to the Signalgate debacle. He said there'll be no accountability in his administration. He isn't going to hold people responsible. He doesn't want to fire people. He doesn't even want to talk about it. There really seems like they're drunk with power, and there's kind of an arrogance about what we witnessed. Incompetence and arrogance, which is a dangerous mix for this country. Really? This is all coming from Adam Schiff, who had irrefutable evidence against Trump that never materialized. No credibility. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. Remember, tonight, the Gators. Go Gators!